Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor and ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. Small Business Consulting to Go is sponsored by Smart Vault. Transform QuickBooks into a simple document management system.
Hi, this is Darren Root, and you are listening to episode 24 of Small Business Consulting to Go. I'd like to thank our corporate sponsor, ADP, and our Small Business to Go sponsor, Smart Vault, for today's podcast. As I said, I'm Darren Root, the executive editor of the CPA Technology Advisor, and I'm here today with Doug Sleater. Doug's my regular co-host. Doug's the president of the Sleater Group. The Sleater Group's a national accounting software consulting firm with over 600 members in the U.S. and Canada. So welcome, Doug.
Hi, Darren. How you doing?
Good, thanks. We've got some exciting topics today. You and I have been talking over the last several months about this whole concept of taking things online, and we have three, maybe four really good topics today as it relates to that. We're going to talk a little bit about a product I know you're really excited about and have spent a lot of time researching, Netfira. Also like to talk a little bit about what Thomson Reuters online solutions are today, and maybe a little bit about QuickBooks, their online edition, and what's going on with that. And then we're going to wrap up with a little bit about your Sleater conference that's coming up in November. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, that'll be quite a lineup for us to talk about today.
Good. We've got a lot to talk about in the next 30 minutes, so why don't you kick it off with Netfira? Tell us what's going on with that.
Yeah, well, let me tell you about this company that we first met back in February. And we just really were enamored with the technology at the base of their product. The company is called Netfira, N-E-T-F-I-R-A. So it's kind of like lighting your network on fire is maybe how you can remember it. What it does is it applies to business-to-business transactions through the Internet. Buyers who want to purchase items from their supply chain, and sellers who want to sell to their customers electronically. That when I say electronically, that means taking orders electronically through the Internet. And what Netfira has done is they developed this peer-to-peer technology that essentially implements a tiny little application, desktop application on each buyer and seller's PC. This application talks to each other, meaning I'm buyer, you're seller. My little application talks to your little application in a secure way. And what it allows me to do is if I want to buy from you, my application, I go and I search for items that I need to restock, let's say, in my inventory or whatever, and it sends messaging over to your machine, and your version of Netfira looks into your back-end system that tracks your inventory. That may be QuickBooks, that may be Fishbowl, that may be any number. It may be MYOB, it may be Petrie, it may be any number of different accounting software products that track the inventory. But Netfira looks into that in real time, looks at what you have on hand. It looks up the item. It looks up how many units you have on hand, and then it looks up you as a customer or me as a customer of yours. It looks me up to find out what my price is, and it reports back to my system. So as a buyer, I see in real time what it's going to cost me and how many you've got on hand, sort of the availability aspect of my purchasing decision. All in real time, and then I can just say, okay, buy all of these different items that you have shown me that are available. And an electronic purchase order goes over, that purchase order gets recorded into my system, and a sales order gets recorded into your system, and then you pick, pack, and ship, and send. And so So the whole process of me buying from you is, number one, real-time information for me, and number two, electronic transactions in the accounting sense.
That's really pretty incredible. I mean, so these are small businesses that just has a, let's say, a PC in one location and a machine in another location, and without, I mean, they're really getting into each other's, they have the ability to see each other's inventory in that case?
Yeah, and so one of the things that people might jump to is, this is proprietary information. I don't want to show my inventory to all my customers or something. And if that is anybody's concern, well, there's settings in the software that allows you to have this connection. But instead of saying how many units are on hand, because maybe that's something you don't want to expose to your customer base, I can just say available or not available, or basically I could tell it to not expose the detailed information if I chose to. Also, think about it from the buyer's perspective. I can have you as a supplier, but I have five other suppliers of these same items, and so think of it as me going to market when I need to purchase something. And when I go to market, I'd like to go to all the people who might supply a particular item, and I would like to see who has what on hand and what price they'll give it to me. And I'd actually like to compare that all in sort of a spreadsheet. Now, many people do this all the time, but they use phone, either they may go to e-commerce websites one by one by one to look up the item and the price and availability, and then they create a spreadsheet out of it, and then they make their buying decision. Well, that's pretty onerous. So what this tool does is it does all that just instantly in real time, and it can show me, a spreadsheet-like view where I can see who has the best price or best availability or whatever criteria I want to use, and then I can just say, okay, buy it, and it sends all the POs out.
Wow. I've really not seen anything like that in the small business market. It's a sort of the first major product in that area.
Yeah, this is one of the reasons, Darren, that I was so impressed, because, you know, I've seen a lot of people working on a lot of technologies, and this seems like, I guess whenever I look at products, I look at, well, will this sell? And when I looked at this, I said, duh, this is something that we all should have been doing years ago. Because the technology.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because, you know, we're all using computers. And so you would have expected to see this somehow earlier. But NetFIRA, I talked to the people there, and the chief techie guy, he really impressed me because he sees things simply. And he doesn't just wait to see whose other technology is out there. Now, he's very aware of the, let's say, the big business, the Fortune 500 and all, who do trading with EDI. And so two companies that are large will definitely be using this kind of technology to buy and sell from each other. But the large companies, what they do is they get their IT departments to talk to each other, and they set up a connection, and they agree on the protocols and all this garbage, which is very expensive, but they have the budgets and they have the need, so they go solve it. What NetFIRA does that that same thing in a, number one, a vendor independent way, so you don't have to be using, you know, QuickBooks or Peachtree or MYOB, any one accounting or inventory management system. It doesn't matter which one you're using because NetFIRA plugs into them. But the other big thing is he's focused really on the small to medium-sized businesses who need to do this this trading back and forth.
I believe when I saw you in Los Angeles all a month or two ago, you showed it to me. And it was truly amazing to watch the way that how simple it was really to set this up and to watch the transactions flow. It's really amazing. It's like getting, I remember I had a friend who had a GM dealership, and I could watch him interact with GM in that sort of way, but never thought you'd have those capabilities in a small business. But it really was quite a bit like that.
Yeah, many small businesses even who work with oh, let's say GM or maybe on auto parts or let's say auto body shop, they'll have these dedicated systems that allow them to purchase from a particular supplier, and they use that to do their purchasing. And it's expensive, and they had to put it in, and it doesn't map into their back-end system at all. So there are these things that are out there, but they're very dedicated use things. And that's kind of the vision here, is that stop having to have all these vertically developed and purchased items for so many of these small businesses who really just have a simple need to look up and purchase items from their suppliers.
You and I spent a lot of time talking about QuickBooks in a host environment over the last several months. How does this play in that environment?
I missed the environment. In which environment?
In a hosted, sort of a hosted QuickBooks environment. Does it work well, or does it work at all in that sort of an environment?
Oh, yeah, I see. Yes, as far as I know, they haven't yet tested this, but there's no reason in the world that it can't be installed on one of the hosting companies right there on that system, right, and sit right next to QuickBooks or Fishbowl or you know, any of the other back-end systems. It's just a simple little, I say little, it's a pretty, well, it's a tray application that sits in the bottom of the Windows desktop, and it's always there, and it's connected to whatever database is handling the inventory. So, yeah, very light, and I'm sure it would work just fine in a hosted environment.
And is this available yet? I mean, is this on the market now?
Well, the company is based in Australia, and they're just getting a foothold into the U.S. And actually, they've come to me since you met them back in June, and I've been talking to them a bit since then. And they've come to me, and they said, "Hey, can this leader group help us?" So I've actually taken on a little role to help them get their company established here, because I just think so much of them. Anyway, it is not yet shipping. The plan is to roll this out at this leader conference in November
Oh,
in
great.
Orlando. Yeah.
So if a listener wants to see this, that would be a good place for them to see it. And so we can talk a little bit more about your conference
Sure.
as we wrap up today. But I looked at Netfire with you when you showed it to me in Los Angeles, and I was incredibly impressed. So
Yeah.
like you said, it's business to business, something that our listeners ought to be paying some attention to,
Yeah.
especially if they're dealing with inventory or they have clients dealing with inventory, which most of us do in some way. So good deal.
Yeah.
Another topic we wanted to talk a little bit about today was Thomson Reuters. And again, you and I have been talking a lot about this whole idea of taking your practice online. And we're going to be doing some sessions at your conference this year related to that. But this whole idea of an accounting firm or a consultant being able to do the majority of their things in an online sort of way so that they're not so tethered to one location or to a single office. Thomson, as you know, has many different products, spanning from payroll to write-up software to digital file cabinets to tax software, engagement software. Kind of runs the gamut. They have a whole host of software packages. And if you buy them all at one time, for a small business, somebody getting into the accounting profession or consulting business, it can be a pretty sizable hit all at one time. Well, one of the things that they've come out with is this software as a service model. And really what they're determining or saying is software as a service in this particular case is really a pricing model for them. They're saying, we will let you have every package that we sell in a hosted environment that they actually host on their servers at Thomson. So you have access anytime, anywhere. They take care of your updates, your backups, everything else. You can start a practice if you're a sole proprietor, and don't quote me on this, but I think it's somewhere between $400 or $450 a month. And you have every package that they own. Well, that is a fantastic deal. Have you Have you followed this at all, Doug?
Yeah, so you're leasing software and access to it instead of buying this big upfront, spending this big upfront amount to get it installed on your own servers with your own hardware needs. Yeah, it's a whole different way of going, and I love the concept, and I think they're getting quite a bit of take-up on it.
They're going to be the traction has been really good from what I understand. But, I mean, I just think about, starting my practice. So if somebody's listening to us and they're a one or two or a three-man shop even, or they're contemplating starting a practice, they can literally, with a machine, with a laptop or a desktop machine, can be up and going, for probably $450 a month. I mean, it's phenomenal
right. With
all the software that you need really to run an accounting practice.
Right. And then inevitably,
running
the practice will come to dealing with clients and clients' data. And that's the other piece of this that plays very well is their ability to get access to the same data that the client gets access to and uses. So both people can interact with the client's data, both the accounting firm, all the people in the firm can get at it, as well as the client. So that's a huge win whenever you centralize data.
Yeah, I see it as a cost-effective way to really put all your information out in the clouds, which is something you and I have talked a lot about. Then you can also start unlocking the power of portals, because they have portals that are combined into all this, portals for your clients, portal for yourself. It's a way of being totally paperless out there. So there's a lot of benefits. I know that Thompson will have a booth also at the Sleater Conference this year.
Yes.
So it would be a good place to find out a lot more about this particular offering, I believe, there.
Yeah, definitely. They will be there. There will be people on hand to give you complete demos of this kind of thing. One thing that you might want to mention slightly there is, whenever we talk about these things, people inevitably, send us email and say, but what about the security aspect of what you're talking about there? If I put my data in the cloud, that's not secure. I can't risk my client's data and, that whole line of reasoning. And we've talked about it many times before, Darren, but there's a lot to say about security, but the net of it, since we don't really have time to go down and say all the words, the net of it is it actually is more secure to put this data out on the net than it is to store it in your local LAN in your office where the cleaning people could come in the middle of the night and pull data off or something.
Sure.
Now, there's a lot more we could say about it, but my conclusion is it's more secure to have my data hosted than it is to have it sitting on my servers in my office.
I think you're exactly right, and especially if you ever have the opportunity to take a look at Thomson Reuters data center where they house all this data.
Mm-hmm.
I can't over-explain the security that they have, or over-emphasize, I guess, the security
yeah.
that they have. It's underground. They have
mm-hmm.
biometrics to get in. They have redundancy. They have all these things that you and I running our small businesses can't possibly have.
Yeah.
So I would agree with you. It's far more secure. But when any of our listeners are thinking about going online, they do need to think about security.
Right.
The majority of the products that you and I are always talking about, we've done some due diligence, and we find them to be very secure. But you always have to check out the security issues as it relates to these things.
Well, right.
And one of the key things to think about is maybe a SAS 70 certificate or certification. That's one question that our listeners can ask when they're talking to somebody about taking their stuff online.
Yep. I think one thing I want to add there is I think you kind of said it in your words there, but just because we say online is more secure, that doesn't mean anything online is more secure. It depends on which thing you do. So yeah, you've got to ask your questions and get the vendor to check out the vendor completely.
Absolutely, that's a great follow up. But and the other topic that I mentioned that we want to talk a little bit about is QuickBooks, the online edition. I've recently taken another look at the QuickBooks Online edition, and it looks like Intuit's starting to make some changes to QuickBooks Online. I was browsing around on it this morning and really see it starting to look a lot better. What do you know about where they're heading with QuickBooks Online Edition, another hosted application, by the way, not hosted, but truly a software as a service application in the clouds?
Yeah, we kind of define three big areas of accounting software or any software, I suppose. There's desktop software, which is the stuff we run on our desktop machines all day long. There's hosted software, which is essentially Windows machines in the sky that we access remotely, but we're running a Windows machine up there, right? And then there's SaaS, software as a service. And these are applications that were built from the ground up to be web-based. And QuickBooks Online Edition is one of those in that third category. It is completely built on new database technology intended to be hosted in servers in the sky that the way we access them is through a web browser. All of the software is up there. It's not Windows software. It's a database application in the sky, and we use a browser to access it. So specifically, this product has come a long ways. They started, 8 years ago, maybe more, nine years ago, I think.
It's a long time in the software as a service world.
Yeah, it sure is. They were there early, back when NetLedger was the first company to kind of come out with something like this, and now that's called NetSuite, same company though. Intuit kind of looked at that and said, you know what, we can do this too, and they developed a very, well, I would give them the nod for the most friendly online application I've ever seen. And when I mean friendly, I mean they pay attention to everything down to the mouse clicks and the keyboard strokes, and they do the best that you can do for someone using the software through a web browser. So they've done a lot in that area.
Well, Intuit seems to be focusing in this online world a little bit. I mean, we've talked about the fact that they recently purchased PayCycle. It was a large purchase, and so PayCycle is an online payroll program. And from what I understand, people I've talked to at Intuit, and you're much closer to them than I am, but it seems like they understand that there's an investment that needs to be made in QuickBooks Online as well.
Yeah. I think the whole strategy at Intuit is, they call it their connected services strategy, and it's really about using the internet to extend the capabilities of what we're all able to do. The QuickBooks Online Edition is this complete SaaS offering that, in a sense, it's either or. You either do QuickBooks Online or you do QuickBooks Desktop. When it comes to payroll, you either do PayCycle or you do QuickBooks Payroll, which is inside the software on the desktop. And so the features on the desktop products they tend to be more robust or more feature full. The features on the online products are coming along quite well and have some of their own benefits that could never be matched by the desktop products, and that would be, anytime, anywhere access to the data from any device, So the online thing is clearly where it's all heading, we do see a lot of progress they're making in the online SaaS product.
Yeah, well, I think it's encouraging because you and I probably both agree that we really like having access to our data anytime, anywhere, and being able to collaborate with the professionals around us, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, just because of the way we do our work in the accounting world, we need to have access to lots of different clients' data, plus our own, and we have people working for us who maybe are not all in the office all at the same time with access to the same, paperwork. A lot of times we do have to deal with paper, and the goal there, again, and we've talked about this a lot, is going paperless, getting the scanned images or maybe never printing anything out in the first place, but getting these scanned images up into the to the software, and hopefully the software is on the cloud somewhere. So anybody that needs to work on the accounting problem can see everything from their screen, the paper that's behind the transaction, the transactions, the journals, the everything. They can get at it remotely.
So really the three things we've talked about today, NetFIRA, Thomson's Software as a Service solution, and QuickBooks Online Edition, we're still talking about this whole concept of pushing more and more things into the clouds to help make us more efficient and to make it more convenient. So those are all exciting things. And I know at your conference, all three of these solutions will be there. So let's talk a little bit about the preview for your up-and-coming conference.
Yeah. Well, the conference will be held November 9 through 12 in Orlando. It will be quite an event. We're going to have the first day as a pre-conference day where there's a three simultaneous sessions going on, one for Train the QuickBooks Trainer. And that's a session that is an all-day thing taught by Amy Vetter, one of our best instructors in this leader group. And she goes through these very complete books that we have that help you to that students buy in colleges all around the country. So it's basically teaching teachers how to teach from these books and giving them some tips for how to approach each different chapter. So that'll be a great session. We've done that several times before. It's been very popular. Then there's another one. The Intuit Academy folks are going to come and present a whole day on advanced certification. So you can go and get all of the advanced certification content right there in one day, one intense thing. So if you're thinking about obtaining the Advanced Certified Pro Advisor certificate from Intuit, it's a good place to get everything in one place. And then the third one you and I are doing, this is taking your practice online. A lot of the concepts that we're talking about here we'll be covering there, and we'll drill down and we'll have demos from each of the various vendors who we think are really representative of where we want people to go. So that's the first day. And then the next 3 days is basically a conference and trade show. Lots of educational sessions. We've got about 45 sessions now that we've geared up for. And you'll be teaching many of those. I'll be teaching a few. We have, I think, about 17 instructors and just great content. And then in the exhibit hall, we'll have companies like Method Integration is one example. They have a product that, again, is an online tool, in a sense, that allows you to build your own applications on the web that connect and synchronize with the QuickBooks data file. They have one already built, which essentially, just think of it as what QuickBooks Online does. It's sort of like that, different screens and all that stuff, but it synchronizes with your desktop version of QuickBooks. Very powerful product, and that's Method Integration. They'll be there to demo that. PayCycle will be there. Edison's Attic is a time and billing product. They'll be there, and they've been several times in the past. Fishbowl Inventory been with us for a long time, and it's really a great product, and they have some new announcements they're going to be coming out with at the conference. InSync, this is a hosting company, and we've talked about hosting, and they've been around about 12 years now in the hosting business. They've really built that out, so InSync will be there, and they'll be showing a lot of the different applications they host. InSync actually can host, I think, more applications than any of the hosters that I've seen. They've spent a lot of time with vendors of software to make sure that the hosting of their product goes well, and it's an interesting problem because when developers develop software for Windows, they think, the point of view of the developer or the engineers is, Well, I'm going to be writing some software to run on a desktop computer. Well, as soon as you change that basic assumption, sometimes things go wrong. So we changed the basic assumption, meaning now you're in a hosted environment with multiple logins and all that. Maybe there's some things that the engineers did that don't lend itself well. And NSYNC has been very good at helping those vendors get their software cleaned up, is the way they term it, so that it'll behave well in a hosted environment. So.
Well, it should be an exciting conference. I mean, I've seen your schedule. It looks fantastic.
Yeah.
I know you and I are working hard on our parts, and I'm sure everybody else is as well. So I think we're out of time today, but I appreciate you taking the time today, Doug. We'll see each other probably before too awful long. So we'll do one more podcast in October, and our plan is to talk a little bit about QuickBooks News then and a little bit more about your conference. And then the next one we'll do while we're at the Sleater Conference, we'll talk about the awesome add-on. So I'm pretty excited about that. You might, last time we talked, you mentioned how many products you had reviewed for the awesome add-ons. Was that up to around 75 or so?
Yeah, it's about 70 this year. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's quite a project. I spend most of the summer doing it. It's been a great summer in that way. There's a lot of products coming at us that we hadn't seen before. Or products we had seen before that, boy, they amazingly, they took some of the comments we made and the market made, and they've fixed them up. So, yeah, it's going to be a great year for awesome add-ons.
Well, that's another great reason to come to the conference, just to see the awesome add-ons and then to be able to see the vendors and stuff. So, anyway, well, we're out of time today, so I appreciate you taking the time, and I will talk to you next month.
All right. Thank you very much, Darren.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
The CPA Technology Advisors Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors' other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106. Or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via talkshoe.com.